She looked rested. When she called the children to go home, one asked, "Mama, can I stay and play with Shoshana?" Mother answered, "No, not today. We have work to do at home." As he lifted his arms, his mother picked him up. Hugging his mother's neck, he said, "I love you, Mama." This young mother said to me, "My children want to please me. They try so hard to do everything I say. We have such fun together." She is looking forward to having more children. They are the joy of her life. By the grace of God and through the simple biblical principles found in these pages, and with determination and an open heart, this mother has trained up children who bring her joy and honor. Obedience training. Most parents don't think they can train their children. Training doesn't necessarily require that the trainee be capable of reason. Even mice and rats can be trained to respond to stimuli. Careful training can make a dog perfectly obedient. If a seeing-eye dog can be trained to reliably lead a blind man through the dangers of city streets, shouldn't a parent expect more out of an intelligent child? A dog can be trained not to touch a tasty morsel laid in front of him. Can't a child be trained not to touch? A dog can be trained to come, stay, sit, be quiet, or fetch upon command. You may not have trained your dog that well, yet every day someone accomplishes it on the dumbest of mutts. Even a clumsy teenager can be trained to be an effective trainer in an obedient school for dogs. If you wait until your dog is displaying unacceptable behavior before you rebuke or kick him, you will have a foot-shy mutt that is always skulking about to see what he can get away with before being screamed at. Where there is an absence of training, you can no more rebuke and whip a child into acceptable behavior than you can the family dog. No amount of discipline can make up for a lack of training. Proper training always works with every child. To neglect training is to create miserable circumstances for you and your children. Out of ignorance, many have bypassed training and expected discipline alone to affect proper behavior. It hasn't worked and never will. Tin Hut. When headstrong young men join the military, the first thing they are taught to do is stand still. Many hours of close order drill are designed to teach and reinforce submission of the will. Attention, pronounced Tin Hut, is the beginning of all military maneuvers. Just think of the relief that it would bring if by one command you could gain the absolute concentrated attention of all your children. A sergeant can call his men to attention and then ignore them. And without further explanation or command, they will continue to stand frozen in that position until they fall out unconscious. The maneuvers, right flank, left flank, company, halt, have no value in war except that they condition the men to instant, unquestioning obedience. As in the military, all maneuvers in the home begin with a call to attention. 3/4 of all home discipline problems would be resolved if you could instantly gain your child's silence and unmoving attention. To the rear, march. Translated into family language would be, leave the room or go to bed. Without question, they would turn and go. This is normal in the well-trained family. Whoa, horse. Though we drive vehicles, we live in a horse and buggy community where someone is always training a new horse. When you get into a buggy and go down a narrow, winding state highway filled with 18-wheelers and logging trucks, you must have a totally submissive horse. You cannot depend on whipping him into submission.